Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 73 From Long Distance to Marriage. And today we're going to be diving into all the different ways you can keep in touch when you're apart. And for people who are veteran at long distance, you probably already know quite a lot of this, but we had a comment on our blog recently on our coronavirus post from someone who isn't very far away from his partner at all. They're about a mile away, but the social distancing means that, you know, families can't see each other. So there's a lot of people now who consider themselves to be in quote-unquote normal relationships. They could see each other as often as they wanted, but they didn't live together, and now suddenly it feels long distance because of the quarantine and the lockdowns in place all over the world. So we thought we'd try and make things easier for everyone in this situation.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you are just a long, not just, but if you're a long distance couple normally, you know, there's stuff that you can carry throughout and make things better, whether or not we're in a lockdown situation all over the world. So first kind of place to start, probably easiest, is talking about the different platforms for chatting and kind of joining together, if you like. Obviously, everyone who has an Apple device knows about FaceTime, which is great. I think they have a new feature where you can add a third person in. So if you want to have, you know, friends, you know, that you can't see as well, there can be a few of you on there. I did it with my brother and sister the other day. It was really fun. Of course, there's Skype. Nice thing about Skype, as well as other platforms, is you can actually record video calls. So if you're feeling a bit sentimental, you've really missed someone, you know, and you want to record those conversations. It sounds a bit creepy, but, you know, these are weird times and it's hard to be apart. So whatever you need to do to kind of feel closer. And if recording chats helps, then that's great. There's also Zoom, which I think has been around for a while. However, it's a newer one to me. I haven't really used it until recently, like doing video calls with work. That's one where you can also have several people join in and talk. And that's another one where you can record any video chats and things like that. What are the other ones? There's one you wanted to mention where you can play games.
Yeah, so House Party, which I think a lot of people... I was late to this one, but it's... I suppose kind of like a bit of a mixture of those things, as well as taking elements from the more fun social platforms like Snapchat, where you've got games and things built in. And it just, whereas Skype and Zoom are, I guess you'd consider them to be fairly straightforward video conferencing platforms, House Party seems to be more aimed at having fun. And it feels more of a natural place to be for relationships, because there's actually things to do within it. Whereas, you know, a lot of times when people are on Skype and Zoom, it's you're either just talking or you would use it to play a game, and that's just kind of your communication platforms. Maybe, you know, you're playing a game on another website, or you maybe you're watching the same thing on Netflix in your respective homes, and you've just got Skype open to have to communicate through. House Party is, and I guess the alternatives to it allow you to actually do that through it.
Yeah, and I think that's something we've talked a lot about before, is like how playing a game online can make you feel like you're actually doing something together and not just doing a video chat. I mean, we did this years ago when games were very archaic and not really suited to being online. But yeah, that's a really good aspect. It can make things feel a little bit more lighthearted, which I think is, even if it's just like the normal world and not all this stuff going on and long distance, can feel quite heavy and hard. But it's also pretty good right now to make things feel a little bit more enjoyable and laid back. There's also Samsung Video Call. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I've never used it.
You had a Samsung.
Yeah, I didn't have a Samsung Video.
Okay. I think it's called Samsung Video Call. Sorry, we're hardcore Apple people. But those of you who are on Samsung also have ways to do it, which is good. So I think, you know, there's tons of different kind of platforms that you can talk on and video chat on. Snapchat's another one, although I think it's a little bit more limited in terms of what you can save and what you can do, but it is good fun. It's lighthearted pictures, silly filters. I mean, I've had a couple of evenings since this has all been happening with friends where, just sending each other pictures of ourselves with the most ridiculous filters, making the most ridiculous faces. And it's good for a laugh. You know, if you think you're too old for Snapchat, now's the time to try it. I know it's not as popular as it used to be.
I hate Snapchat. It's not for everyone.
No.
I'll put it out there right now. I fucking hate Snapchat. But I think it's also worth mentioning too that it's not just, you know, the platforms, it's also what you do with them. And, you know, if you're having a hard time with it, the platform itself isn't necessarily going to make everything better for you. If you're going on there to complain and whine about everything, then you're still going to be negative.
Mm.
You know, so it's... And that's not to say that, you know, you can't have any frustrations or vent about the situation, but the point is these platforms aren't magic fixes. They're just a means of making the communication a little bit easier.
They're just a tool. Yeah,
they're a tool. So, you know, you have to bring certain things to that. And that's why things like House Party are kind of interesting. It's not because those games are going to fix anything, but if you're looking for something to do, because you usually do things in real life, in person, you know, maybe you go out for dates or you hang out at each other's houses, you're not doing that, and you're just looking for something in the meantime to do together, that's a good thing. But if your problem is that you're really struggling or suffering, then that may not be the solution. So, you know, it, just don't expect any miracles to come from them.
Yeah, and, you know, your headspace is your own responsibility right now. Of course, everyone's feeling challenged, but... You know, do what you can to make things feel a bit more positive. And I think, you know, we've had this, and I think we kind of talked about it briefly in a recent episode, where, you know, we're trying to stay away from all the fear-mongering news and just catch the updates in terms of, you know, what the medical advice is, what the safety advice is, what our government's saying we can and can't do. But other than that, we're kind of trying to shut the rest out, because we don't want that to be our entire life right now. You know, we mentioned in a previous episode that we're both trying to be more involved in our interests, reading, writing.
It was just last week's episode. Yeah. 72.
I'm getting confused.
We're trying to see the...
positives.
It's not that there's a positive in it necessarily, but there's a silver lining.
Yeah.
And the silver lining is that, okay, yep, we can admit this is shit. And there's unknown consequences that may happen from this, but the silver lining, and everyone remember that, you know, a silver lining means that there's a big dark cloud.
Yeah.
Right? So it is a bad thing. The silver lining is within that bad thing you can find something good. So, you know, a lot of people I think a lot of people kind of forget that, and it's like, oh, if there's a big dark cloud, everything's terrible and I'm gonna just wallow in it. And it's like, no, there can be good from it. And we're just trying to, you know, to do...
Look for those silver linings.
Every day is a bit different. You know, you've kind of had some funky days.
Yeah, absolutely, I have.
I've had some days where I felt better than and worse than others, but generally we're trying to apply ourselves to the situation so we can say, okay, what is the silver lining? Okay, suddenly I've got much more time in the morning, so I can use some of that time to do something that I want to do. You know, learn a new hobby, learn a new skill, spend more time together. Just you know, if you've got a garden, sit in the garden in the sun, have a cup of coffee. You haven't got to do anything profound and groundbreaking. You don't have to think, oh well, now I've got to go and learn a new skill, because that's what we've mentioned. It's just anything you want to do that is going to make you kind of happier within the extra time you've got. So yeah, as you said, we're trying to do that our way, but you do that your way.
But it might be that if you want to try something new, maybe you are, you know, getting back into painting now that you've got more time. Or...
Well, yeah, so you've got that friend who's just done embroidery.
Yeah.
And she got really good at it really quick. But, you know, for people who are in a relationship, you can do that secretly, and you can make something really nice for your partner that they don't know about, a nice surprise, you know, something.
But what I was going to say is you can maybe use those platforms for calling to maybe do some of these things together. Maybe one of you's drawing, or one of you's drawing and one of you's painting, and, you know, you just have that companionable, you know, video call. Maybe you're not even talking, but you're kind of watching each other work. Like, oh, I like what you've done there. Or maybe one of you's playing a video game and one of you's reading, but it's just kind of, it feels like you're being together. I know that lots of couples that we've heard from over, you know, the course of having this podcast have said that sometimes I'll be studying and he'll be watching TV, but we have FaceTime or Skype or whatever on so that we feel like we're together, and it's companionable silence almost. So that's fine too.
And I was going to say as well that one of the potential problems with Zoom and Skype and the video calls is, you know, if your internet's a bit patchy, those calls can be kind of frustrating if you're trying to actually have a conversation, because, you know, suddenly you're looking at someone's lips move, but you can't hear anything they're saying, or it drops out. So just having it on while you're independently doing your own thing can be quite good fun. And but then also, you know, kind of back in the day when people would write physical letters to each other, probably can't really do that now with going out and putting someone in your email. But maybe write an email if it's not something you normally do. You know, if you're not, we used to, because we've said before that these platforms didn't exist for us. So for a long time, email was how we spoke.
Skype was all we had, and that wasn't even at the very beginning.
Skype? Yeah, because Skype evolved over time. So I think it wasn't there at the very beginning. And then when we did, it wasn't on our phones. So if we want to talk on our phones, I think we had to send an email at first, because it was before iMessage.
Yeah.
So sending emails, and then it was a way of, you know, communicating longer form, which was good if we were away from the because we had to talk on webcam.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really video call outside of that. So if you've always spent all your time communicating long distance through Snapchat, through Skype, through those kind of things, iMessage, maybe now is a good time to think, oh, do you know what, let's send an email, and it'll be the modern equivalent of an actual letter, because you'll keep that too. That's the thing, like Snapchat and everything, it's all very, what's the word? Transient, kind of, like, it's there and then it's gone, you know. You don't really save it. And then the same is true if you're not long distance, but you're suddenly quarantined and can't see each other. Same thing, like, you know, try and write some emails or... But I think that I like the idea of, if you use this time to do something new, like the embroidery, like painting or whatever, then you can do that and make something for the other person.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the guys that I work with, I think we mentioned in the last episode that at my work, we're fine, stuff that we would normally just turn to each other and say, hey, I have a quick question. Now we either have to write a message to each other and try and explain it, which can be annoying, or we just jump straight on a call for a 2-second question, and then it becomes a 5-minute chat, you know, and it's nice. And one of the guys I was talking to, he's like, oh, I'll show you what I've been doing. And he picks up like a little, I don't know if it's like Dungeons and Dragons or, you know, like games where you have little figurines and you paint them and stuff. He's been painting things. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, there's all sorts of things we can be doing. And I think you should do that for yourself, absolutely, for your own mental well-being and having something to throw yourself into at this time. But also share that with your partner, because it's wonderful to have things that you share. Even if it's not, you know, maybe your partner cannot paint a single, like neither of us can paint. You'd probably be better at it, I think, because you're better at drawing than me. But you can still appreciate that your partner is doing and appreciate what they're doing and what they're creating. So that's really good. But if, kind of leads us into the next point, if your partner is really struggling right now and feeling the distance, and I think this is probably a little bit more suitable if you are already long distance and you've missed out on a trip or something, there are some really cool electronic things that have been made now. And one of them is like the long distance bracelets. So there's different brands, but the one that we're most familiar with and we've seen around is it Bond Touch?
Yeah.
And so essentially it's just like a bracelet. It looks sort of like a small Fitbit, like a streamlined electronic bracelet, and you can tap it and kind of do stuff like that, and then it'll vibrate. So it doesn't matter how far you are from someone. You know, I could be visiting my family in America, Rich could be here, he'd tap it, and then wherever I am at that time, it would vibrate, and I would know that he's thinking of me. And, you know, it's like a touch sensation, even though you don't have touch at your capacity.
We should mention there's no affiliation.
No.
For any of the thing we mentioned today, this is just our advice to you. We aren't getting paid or sponsored or anything to mention anything.
No, it's just things.
So if you're a competitor to Bond Touch and you're annoyed, it's nothing personal.
No, there are quite a few out there, I think, but that's just the one we're missing.
And, you know, I also know just we've never used them. We're completely sort of ambivalent to them. We have heard some people say, well, kind of, what's the point? If I'm thinking of you, I'll send you a message or whatever. So, you know, I suppose it's probably true to say they're not for everyone, and you may feel like that if for you it's a solution looking for a problem, then don't worry about it. You know, if you're happy just to do things where you are doing them, then fine. But for other people, you know, you can buy them in a pair, I think, and obviously you get one each.
But I think for certain professions, they might be really helpful. I mean, I don't know, you know, the logistics. Again, we haven't provided any information. It's just stuff we've seen online, you know, over time. But, you know, say you're in the Peace Corps or something, and maybe you can't always get to the phone and you can't just message each other whenever you want.
Yeah.
Something like that would be really nice. Or in the military. I don't know if you'd be allowed to wear it in the military.
Well, and also sometimes it's nice that you don't need a conversation. It's just someone, it's almost like a hug.
Yeah.
It just lets you know, oh, they're thinking of me, that's nice, that's cheered me up, yeah. and on you go, but you haven't got, you don't always want a conversation.
No, it's just, it's the equivalent of like a little rub on the arm or, you know, something like that. And I think, I remember when I was, like, now I work at a desk all day, and if my phone rings most of the time, unless I'm on a call or in the middle of a conversation or in a meeting, I can get to my phone straight away.
I feel like the Apple Watch has something similar, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I remember the old adverts, you could, like, we can send the digital touch things on it, can't
yeah,
we?
But again, that still comes through your phone. But, like, I know when I was teaching, you know, before we closed the distance, I checked my phone between class periods and at lunch and during my planning period, but, you know, there was a time period of over an hour where I couldn't check my phone if you wanted to say something. And so I can just imagine, like, being up, walking around the classroom, lecturing, and my bracelet going off. It's like, oh, that's sweet, you know. Because
the thing about it, too, is you don't have to look at the screen.
No, you
like
just
if
know.
If you've got a smart watch and it goes off, you look at it and see what it was, what's what. But with that, it buzzes. You haven't got to look at it. No one knows it's buzzed. So there's a nice discretion to it.
Yeah. And speaking of discretion, there are other things for long-distance relationships. I think we talked about this either in our phone sex episode.
We have. See, I think these are going to be really, really interesting to people who weren't long-distance but are now separated. Because I think for a lot of people who are already long-distance, you know, a lot of people have found their groove.
Well, we haven't. We're talking about...
No, I know. But they kind of know what works, then maybe they've already got these things. But I think for people who are suddenly found themselves in this situation and they can't say, oh, I'd love to do, like, you know, buy some lingerie and do a striptease or something, but you can't get this job. Maybe you're a bit stuck for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these things that we'll talk about.
And they are long-distance sex toys. Mm. So, again, this is another thing where there's multiple brands on the market. We haven't used any. We probably should. We aren't affiliated with any. But the one that we looked at before that we spoke about in our previous episode on phone sex was they kind of, there was a male toy and there was a female toy and they've responded to each other. So if the woman was...
I think basically there's an app and it connects to the app, so that's how it works.
So yeah, essentially if you're, I don't know, using yours quicker or something, then, you know, the male one or the female one responds in kind. And so it kind of lets you know what your partner's doing and the toy responds to what you're doing as well.
Which is nice because it is... It's probably the closest you're going to get to that connection of, you know, you're doing the same thing at the same time and, you know, if one of you sort of get in there, then...
Getting where, babe?
To the end. Then the other one's going to be doing the same thing. So I think there's a nice... I think it adds the emotional side to it because obviously sex toys are a bit more detached.
Yeah, they can be. I'm just trying to imagine, it must be really surreal the first time you use it and trying to get used to responding to it. So I think if it is something you and your partner want to try, you know, probably give it a couple times. Just like anything new in the bedroom can be a bit strange.
But I think you also get them where you can manually control the other one.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can be at home and you can open the app and you can control what happens to your partner's one on the other side of the world or the other side of the town. So I think the benefits of these are pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, you showed me this meme today, and it was like day 365 or whatever of quarantine and no sex. And it was like these sofa, like, arm cushion things that looked almost like
a lady bent over.
Yeah, it's a visual trick, kind of. It looks like a woman bent over and her bum showing. So, yeah, people that are normally together, maybe, you know, the thing is like, we talk about long distance, like it has to be really far, but, you know, like my brother lives in San Diego County and his now wife, when they were dating, when she was his girlfriend, she lived like on the other side of San Diego County. So they lived in the same county, but it still took them with traffic like an hour to get to each other.
Mm.
And we wouldn't consider that long distance because they both live in San Diego, but an hour is, you have to plan around that. You have to think about that. So at a time where you would just jump on the freeway, go see your boyfriend, girlfriend on the other side of the city or the county, then now you really shouldn't, I guess if you're really following the rules of social distancing, you shouldn't be doing that.
That's what we've already been talking about.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, unless you decide to stay together, I don't know.
But on the sex toy thing, I think the other thing about them is they're going to be really good if either of you are the kind of person that doesn't like the other one watching porn. So we've spoken about this in a couple of episodes.
Or masturbating.
You know, if okay, now we may not agree with any reservations on that, and we've discussed that in certainly a recent episode that we did on the jealousy. Yeah. And then we did one way back as well. But
you mean the masturbation one?
Yes, friend or foe.
Yeah, that was about a year ago, I think.
But you know, the point is, if suddenly you're in this situation where you can't see each other, you're not having physical sex, and you equally don't want your partner masturbating and stuff, then a sex tour like this is going to be a great way for both of you to get the release you individually need, as well as having some of the emotional connection too. So I think it's kind of a win-win in that particular situation.
Yeah. And something else, kind of going away from the long-distance toys and bracelets and things, Netflix. So people one of the date ideas we've given out in our guide and different blogs and other people have told us about is watching something together on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, you know, streaming platform you use. You sit down together, you start at the same time. If one of you has to pee, you say, hey, I'm pausing it. The other, you know, so you're really going through it together. One of the things about a non-distance relationship is the whole binging a show together. And if you watch it without each other, you're cheating and stuff. So this gives you a way to watch something together. So, you know, you feel like it's something you're consuming as a couple. But Netflix Party is an option I guess they've had for a while, but we didn't hear about it.
I think it's fairly new.
Is it fairly new? I mean, maybe it is fairly new, but we heard about it because they were doing something free because of this, because they knew people were going to be separated. So I'm just going to read out a little bit because, again, we haven't been provided a script. We're not promoting anything necessarily. So Netflix Party is a new way to watch Netflix together. Netflix Party synchronizes video playback and adds group chat to your favorite Netflix shows. Join over 500,000 people and use Netflix Party to link up with friends and host long-distance movie nights and TV watch parties today. So essentially, it's the same as any chat forum where you create a room, you invite people, and I think basically if someone pauses it, then it pauses it for everyone. You can put your little comments in a little side chat, from what I understand. And yeah, so I think they're doing it for free or discounted. I'm not entirely sure, but we did hear something about that. We weren't able to find where you had seen that, maybe on Facebook or somewhere. But it's just a bit more official way to do it. The only question I would have on that, because I know, like, sometimes my best friend back home in California will want to watch something together, and finding something that both countries have on their Netflix can be a bit challenging. So, like, Netflix UK doesn't have all the same things that Netflix US has. And I know, like, we went to France once on vacation and we took our laptop to watch something in the hotel, and there was a whole variety of different things. So that might be the only challenge, but I'm sure you can find something. And for all we know, Netflix Party might override that potentially.
Yeah, maybe.
Again, we're just kind of looking through what we found. But yeah, that sounds cool. And I think we might try that with some family back home and see if it'll let us do it. Or even your mom would like that.
Yeah, she would. Yeah.
Maybe we should do that. So yeah, those are some tools that we've seen, heard about, people have told us about. Obviously, some of the chat platforms we've used. You used the House Party recently with some friends that you hadn't seen in a while. Played some games,
and
trivia.
We use Zoom for work, and
we do too. And Microsoft Teams is another one, but I wasn't sure if that was professional only, so I didn't mention it really. But something else, if you need some help, tips, tricks, whether you're just sick of being long distance because you were supposed to see each other and now this coronavirus thing has fucked that, or you're a couple who isn't normally long distance but now you found yourself in a long distance situation. Another tool that might help you is our ultimate guide to long distance.
Will help you. Yeah, it's not might help you, it will help you. It is fucking brilliant.
It is. Sorry.
Go to our website, longdistancemarriage.com, click on the resources tab and you can get it through there. But it's, it was kind of everything if the podcast has brought any value to you, the guide is basically an extension of that, and we go into a lot more detail. We've got a lot more,
steps. Lists.
Yeah, and the thing that the podcast is kind of what we're thinking on any given week, and we've covered an awful lot of topics, but as we wanted to, the guide is much more structured from point A to point B, and it starts with getting into a long distance relationship and the hassles you deal with people not agreeing with that choice.
Well, it's everything in one place, essentially.
And then it goes through to cultivating that relationship and date ideas and some of the things we've already mentioned today, and having sex over distance right through to closing that distance. So there's something for everyone in there. It's it's a fairly decent size, I think. And
you would like to think that.
Yeah. But if you're, you know, just thinking, well, I would listen to the podcast, what's the difference? There's more to it, and it's probably easier to digest too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It's quite comprehensive. We put, you know, I think it's kind of the piece of content we wish we'd known about or had existed, like maybe it did when we were long distance.
You know, just as far as today's episode goes, and, you know, finding yourself long distance, or finding yourself separated, not necessarily through distance, but just through quarantine, we've got chapters in there on date ideas and how you can do that when you're apart, and all sorts of other things in there that you can use at this particular time to make the most of it.
Absolutely. So start putting together your long distance toolkit, and I think just have resources that are going to help you through this, because it's shit for everyone.
Mm.
But yeah, I hope you guys have a good week. Thanks.